Welcome to the Planet LP Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Asrogadu. Okay, folks, for this episode of the Planet LP Podcast, I'm going to do something a little bit different, a little bit more compact. By that, I mean this episode isn't that long. So from time to time, I'm going to recommend a new song from the many that publicists pitch me week after week. In fact, my inbox fills up every week with all these songs. I wade through them. I try to listen to as many as I can. But one that landed in my inbox that I wanted to spotlight is by Kula Shaker, and it's called Worm Slayer. Now, this episode is cross-promoted on Popdose for a Popdose premieres of the title track of the video, really, of Worm Slayer. And I did write up some thoughts about not only the video, but how this song kind of sits within the context of British music from, say, the 80s to now. In fact, you can go back a little farther than that to the 60s. But I'm going to repeat some of what I wrote here on the podcast, whether you're watching it on YouTube or whether you're listening to it on your favorite podcasting app, whichever it is. Thanks for listening and watching. And speaking of this podcast, I've got to mention that Planet LP is sponsored by Steve Fox's Old School. That's right, for classic soul, tasteful R&B and disco flashbacks and more. Stream Steve Fox's Old School now at stevefoxoldschool.com. That's stevefoxoldschool.com. All right, underneath me, you are hearing part of Worm Slayer by Kula Shaker. And I was talking with my Popdose colleague, Keith Creighton, who is also a co-host on the Planet LP podcast here from time to time, about this particular video. I sent him the link, and after watching Worm Slayer, he told me, he said, you know, there's this whole lineage of Anglo-British guys who've incorporated Indian music into their sound. He said, obviously, it started with the Beatles and George Harrison and moved right on through the decades. And he's totally right. But here's the thing. It's not just white British dudes who are doing this. You've got white women who are doing this as well, both British and North American. And by North America, I mean Canada and the United States. They've all been inspired, or at least many of them have been inspired. I can't say all of them have, but many have been inspired by the subcontinent's music and culture as well. So here's a small sample just to illustrate my point. All right. For those of you who like Alanis Morissette, you might have bought her 2004 album called So-Called Chaos. There are a couple songs on there that pretty overtly pay homage to India. One is Knees of My Bees, and the other one is the title track, which is called So-Called Chaos. All right, that's one. Let's go to another. Envy of None. This is Alex Lifeson from Rush. This is his post-Rush project. They've got two albums out. In fact, their latest album is called Stygian's Wave. It could be Stygian's Wave as well. I'm not sure if it's Stygian's Waves or Stygian's. Take your pick or whatever. That one where vocalist and lyricist Maya Wynn, she had gone to India and she got very inspired by what she experienced. And she does a lot of sort of Indian chanting on that particular track. Remember Susie and the Banshees? You remember the song Kiss Them For Me from 1991? That one was overtly a nod to India in many ways. And then Danielle Dax, that's D-A-X, Danielle Dax, she did a cover of the Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows. And so my whole point is that these artists, male and female, have all dipped their toes into Desi music at some point in their career, which brings me to today's topic, or at least this episode's topic. It's Kula Shaker. Now, if you do know anything about this band, you know that they've gone down this route many times before, not only with their debut album, which I really like, and it's called K, that came out 1996. My brother, who had gone to England, I believe that year that it came out, came back with the cassette tape, and he said, I think you're going to really like this. It's kind of your music. It's Ted music, as he called it. So I looked at the band. I'm all like, are they Indian? And he goes, I don't know, but it's like a number one album in England right now. So I put it on, and sure enough, it did have a lot of Indian influences, but it was kind of like a straight ahead rocker as well. But that's been Kula Shaker's DNA, musical DNA, for their entire career at this point. They have always sort of woven in this Indian sound, and that's not by accident. It is lead singer and songwriter Crispin Mills. He has done this consciously because for him, India and Hinduism and the whole culture of the subcontinent is not just a trendy influence. It's part of his life. He's converted to a branch of Hinduism. So in short, he walks the walk. And then you combine that with his love of really loud guitars from, say, 1967 to 1972. And you get with Kula Shaker this incredible fusion of styles, sometimes packed in all of one song or all in one song. And speaking of one song, I want to talk a little bit about Worm Slayer because that's the focus of this episode. As I said at the outset, this is the title track of their 8th studio album. And man, this thing is a freaking monster. 7 minutes and 40 seconds. It reminds me of prog rock. And if you're a longtime listener to this podcast, you know I love prog rock. So when I'm listening to this song, I'm thinking like, oh my God, Kula Shaker went prog. This is awesome. And it really shows a lot of what Kula Shaker does well. That it's very energetic. It's stylistically kind of all over the place, but in the best possible way. So if you listen to the song, it starts with a slow build, kind of like their 1996 single, Govinda, from the album K, if you remember that one. Mills is chanting a kind of mantra, at least I think it's Mills, chanting softly over this sort of lilting guitar and dreamy bass line. And then it kind of transitions into this mid-tempo section with some real psychedelic keyboards. And then, man, honestly, it just smacks you in the face with this guitar that comes in and just kicks ass. I mean, Mills is not shy about experimenting with different tones on the guitar and styles as well. And he adds this layer of heaviness here that makes Worm Slayer feel like a real departure from their previous album, which is called Natural Magic, that came out in 2024. And it had kind of a campy fun song called Indian Record Player. But back to Worm Slayer for a moment. I mean, this thing truly rocks at certain moments, but it's not a one-dimensional head-banging song. The band has been at this long enough to understand that good prog-like songs need tempo changes. They need production flourishes, those little vocal touches that really spice it up. And it's there. There's a section right at the bridge point where there's a female vocalist who's singing in Hindi, or at least I think she's singing in Hindi. It's possible it's Sanskrit. And it continues to the ride-out section. In fact, I featured a portion of that at the beginning of the podcast. So those are the kind of details to me that make this song special. Now, the big question is, will Worm Slayer and Kula Shaker finally break through in the United States? Like I said, they've been at this for 30 years of recording and touring. So could this be the moment? Could it be the moment? There's something very distinct about their sound. It's very British. And by that I mean in England, Britain, there has been for a long time a kind of fusion of Anglo and Indo styles into popular music. I talked about that earlier in the podcast, of course. I mean, for example, Susie and the Banshees, right? Kiss Them For Me, or Daniel Dax, or the Beatles, and so forth. But it's part of a tradition that also had this British Indian vibe to it, or not vibe, but expression in popular music. And I want to take you back to a song that was very popular in 1981 in England by a band that was called Monsoon, but it was really to spotlight the vocalist Sheila Chandra. The song was Ever So Lonely, and I got the single, I think it was mailed to us or my brother gave it to me. I can't remember how it came into our possession, but I think I still have it to this day. It's a great song, and it kind of shows this fusion of mostly Indian, but also British pop music. And then let's flash forward from 81 to around 1998, and you get artists like Talvin Singh or the DJ Bali Sagu, who remixed a great album of like Bollywood classics, and he put it under like a club beat. I thought it was very sly, very clever. And if we go one more, remember Corner Shop, Brimful of Asha? That was pretty popular on MTV a lot. That one and Indian Record Player by Kula Shaker kind of share a similar DNA because they both name check Indian songs from a certain era of Indian cultural expression, mostly the golden era of Bollywood. And since we're premiering the video of Worm Slayer on Popdose, I think it's pretty exciting. So I just wanted to, for that point, you know, it's exciting to premiere a video, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the video itself. So this video taps into something that I think has been happening with British Gen Zers for a while now, a few years now, and that's the resurgence of tabletop gaming as a social alternative to video gaming. So if you watch the video, it has a kind of, and I hope you do, it has a kind of Stranger Things vibe going on. You got this kid in a Bauhaus t-shirt with like black makeup on, and he and his fellow freaks and geeks are kind of rolling a dice on a D&D-like game. It's Dungeons & Dragons. They're battling some evil wizard who turns them into anime characters, and it just ends up being this kind of fun, campy, almost video game-ish or anime video game-ish journey. But again, it's campy, it's fun, but don't let that fool you. I think the song is serious business. It is a solid rocker that showcases the psychedelic Indian influence sound that Kula Shaker has been refining and perfecting for 3 decades. So check it out. Worm Slayer by Kula Shaker. In fact, the whole album is out right now, and there are a number of really great songs on there. I did have a chance to get a preview of the album, and so I got a chance to live with it for a little while, and there are 4 or 5 songs that have really stood out to me, like thinking like, yeah, I'm going to go back and listen to this over and over. All right, that's it for today's episode. Remember, I said it was a short one. Make sure to check out the video of Kula Shaker's Worm Slayer and let me know what you think. And I'll catch you next time right here on the Planet LP Podcast.